Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, the Georgia State Patrol says more than 900 drivers have been cited for violating the state's new law prohibiting handling cell phones behind the wheel during its first month. On July 1st, Georgia joined more than a dozen states that make it illegal for people to hold a cell phone in their hands while driving. The Augusta Chronicle reports that state law enforcement officers issued over 960 citations under the new law as of July 31st. Atlanta United striker Joseph Martinez is only one goal away from tying the single-season goal record in Major League Soccer. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Martinez scored twice in Saturday's 2-2 draw against Toronto FC, bringing his season total to 26 goals.
And it comes again, Martinez! He cannot be stopped.
In the two seasons that Martinez has spent in Major League Soccer, he has scored 45 total goals and broken the all-time record for the number of hat tricks scored. The 25-year-old Venezuelan still has 10 games to break the current single-season goal record and then set his own mark. Atlanta United won't play again until the 19th, when they face the Columbus Crew in Ohio. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Some of Atlanta's most violent neighborhoods are seeing a major drop in crime. A new report claims that English Avenue and Vine City had a nearly 40% reduction in violent crime so far this year. Atlanta police tell CBS 46 that they attribute the decline in crime on the west side to dozens of new security cameras that have been placed throughout the community, a new youth center, and officers being paid to live in the areas that they are patrolling. Lumber is big business, especially in the Southeast, and as GPB Sophie Peel reports, Georgia Pacific is one of 26 new lumber facilities opening across the area.
American lumber companies are trying to fill the gap left after the price of Canadian lumber went up due to tariffs and reduced supply. Andres Villegas is the president of the Georgia Forestry Association. He says the improving economy is also a factor.
The uptick in American production for lumber is really in response to increased demand. Across North America, people are building more homes.
And lumber for these new homes costs more. That, and a shortage of lumber truck drivers and construction workers, is causing new home prices to go way up. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel.
Georgia Power is planning to increase its renewable energy portfolio by adding 100 megawatts of solar power. According to the AJC, the utility firm is hearing proposals from solar facilities that are interested in selling power to the company. Georgia Power hopes the partnerships will provide solar power to customers at a fixed price for a period of 5 to 35 years. The plants are part of the company's renewable energy development initiative. Georgia added more than 4,000 jobs in the solar industry last year, despite a nationwide decline. In sports, the Atlanta Dream defeated the Minnesota Lynx yesterday by a score of 86-66. Tiffany Hayes scored a season-high 28 points, including 6 3-pointers. The Dream will take on the Las Vegas Aces, and that will happen tomorrow night.